Much of the reaction to Governor Rick Scott's decision to reject federal funds for the bullet train has been scathing. Tampa area U.S. Representative Kathy Castor says Florida isn't in the financial position to refuse federal money.
Governor Scott's decision is a devastating blow to jobs and economic opportunities for our businesses throughout the Tampa Bay area and all of the state of Florida. This $2.5 billion infrastructure investment in jobs and our economic future now will go to other states. California and other states will have those jobs and those infrastructure dollars, which is very unfortunate because for many years, Florida has fought to attain its fair share of infrastructure dollars from the federal government. Now those funds will go to other states and Florida will be behind the eight ball again.
The Democrat says Scott's decision means fewer jobs for the Tampa Bay area.
Hopefully this doesn't condemn us to decades of traffic jams on I-4. It's very expensive to add another lane to Interstate 4 between Tampa and Orlando. But really, the heart of this matter is that we will be sending jobs to other states when we need those jobs right here in the Tampa Bay area. Jobs in construction, a sector that has been hard hit by the recession. Jobs in engineering, architecture, our small businesses would have benefited. So it's particularly devastating today that Governor Scott has returned those jobs, those infrastructure dollars, sent them to other states, and Florida will not have the benefit of putting people to work.
Governor Scott complained about the cost of the bullet train.
President Obama's high-speed rail program is not the answer to Florida's economic recovery. We must make investments in areas where we get a return for the shareholders, Florida's taxpayers. Rather than investing in a high-risk rail project, we should be focusing on improving our port, rail, and highway infrastructure to be in a position to attract the increased shipping that will result when the Panama Canal is expanded, when the free trade agreements with Colombia and Panama are ratified, and with the expansion of the economies in Central and South America.
But the Sierra Club's regional representative, Phil Compton, criticizes Scott's step backward in trying to wean Florida off its addiction to fossil fuels.
This is a tragic day for Florida and our state's tourism economy, but it's a very happy one for big oil because our state truly is addicted to oil. And we really don't have a choice other than to drive our cars and burn oil every time we go anywhere. High-speed rail would have created jobs and provided our state with an oil-free transportation option. But we regret that Scott has said no to bringing this 21st century transportation choice to Florida. We've got those congested highways out there, the worst commute in America, dirty air, and a real need to protect our coast from offshore drilling. Now would have been a great time to invest in the foundation for a transportation system that would have helped move us beyond oil. But Governor Scott saying no today means no jobs, no growth, and no movement away from our state's addiction to oil.
When Republican governors in Ohio and Wisconsin rejected high-speed rail funding, it was dispersed to other states like Florida. Now, other states like California could benefit from Scott's decision to reject the funding. Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio criticizes that choice.
Well, this is just a terrible decision, not only for Tampa or Orlando, but for the entire state of Florida. I mean, high-speed rail had so many benefits. First of all, let's start with the funding. The federal government is funding $2.3 billion. In the Tampa-Orlando route. Floridians have historically been donors when it's come to transit money. When we fill up our gas tank, part of that gas tax that we pay goes to the federal money, and then part of that goes to transit. Historically, Floridians have been paying for transit in other parts of the country because we don't have major transit projects, or many of them in the state of Florida. Finally, we got part of the money that Floridians have been giving for years, and what Governor Scott has just done is given it to another state. So starting tomorrow, another state will take that $2.3 billion and spend it on job creation and infrastructure improvement in their state. That doesn't make any sense at all.
How does transportation in Tampa Bay recover from this? I know that this was supposed to be kind of the stepping point for local transit, local rail and bus services coming out
right.
of downtown.
Well, I mean, I still think that that certainly we can still focus on our local needs and work to build a local transportation system that's better buses and light rail. But high-speed rail was really about 21st century transportation in the state of Florida. It was about how do we link the major metropolitan areas of the state, Tampa, Orlando, Miami, Jacksonville. Because without high-speed rail, you're looking at an interstate system that was conceived in the 1950s, and you're really just looking at the airline industry and whatever they have to offer. That's our future. And high-speed rail really said, you know, here's another way, here's another alternative, another way to travel across our state as we progress through this century. I mean, the governor's decision sounds like a 1950s decision that a governor would make, not one of a 21st century governor. And I don't know when I've been more disappointed in a decision that a governor has made in 26 years that I've spent in public life. We're turning away money, we're giving it to another community, and that includes Floridians' tax monies included in that. We're not preparing for an alternative way to get around the state of Florida. We are saying to the private sector who would have bid on this, we're not interested in your investment, not interested. Why would we say that? Further, this was a shovel-ready project, if ever there was a shovel-ready project. One of the reasons why we have such a high unemployment rate in the Tampa Bay area is because of a lack of construction jobs. This would have put people to work in the construction industry. What a missed opportunity.
And my last question is, next month, Tampans will go to the polls and elect a new mayor. What advice would you have regarding transportation for whoever wins?
Never give up. We need to have a better transportation system in Hillsborough County. Don't let setbacks keep you down. You've got to keep going in life. When something, this is a setback, there's no doubt about it. Our referendum in November, that was a setback. But you just have to keep on moving towards the goal of improving the lives of people in this community. And transportation is one of the very, very important ways that we can improve the lives of people. There's always another idea out there. There's always another way to get it done.